This is GQDN for November 14th. That's Tuesday, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Great stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some news about Flight Simulator. AMD is laying off people. And we got some PlayStation news as well. But we begin today with what was announced yesterday, right after the show, almost during the show, actually. Wowhead reports everything that happened on the WoW or the Warcraft 30th Anniversary Direct. So World of Warcraft got up on Twitter and said, "Thank you for celebrating with us. We hope you're as excited as we are for the adventures ahead." So what did they talk about? Warcraft 3 Reforged, patch 2.0. And that is available right now because that brings in some overhauls in the environments and the lighting and does revamp the UI. And Warcraft 3 is now upscaled to HD. So that improves the video and the quality can be mixed and matched. There's also a hotkey customization options, a revamped ladder, and even more stuff. Warcraft 1 and 2 is also remastered. And in 1 and 2, you'll be able to switch between the original graphics and the real-time graphics. They also have some modern controls and faster game speed. Warcraft 2 will be a multiplayer, and all of the previous maps will be compatible. The Warcraft Battle Chest will include Warcraft 1, 2, and 3, and is now available. Over in Hearthstone, there is a, get this, StarCraft mini set. So StarCraft went over to Hearthstone, which means you'll have the Queen of Blades, you'll have the Protoss, and you'll have Jim Raynor. Now, these three different classes, or different characters, will improve many different classes. Kerrigan will improve the Death Knights, Hunters, and Warlocks, and Demon Hunters. Artanis will improve the Druids, Mages, Priests, and Rogues. Jimbo will help out the Warriors, Paladins, and Shaman. Now, there will also be some Hearthstone Arena changes. You're going to two types of arena, normal arenas and underground arenas. The normal arenas will be shorter, underground arenas will be longer. It will include a new feature called Redraft on Loss. Now, the Redraft on Loss will allow players to refine the decks to attempt their performances. Both arena modes will have rankings, and the normal arenas will have some skill-based matchmaking, and the underground arenas will include the opponents of all skill levels. The changes will be made available to you in the first half of next year. And they also had a roadmap for next year. 32.0 will be Into the Emerald Dream. 33.0 will be The Shrouded City. And 34.0 will be The Heroes of Time. So you'll be able to check that out. Then they went over to Warcraft Rumble. And they are celebrating their first anniversary. In fact, they're bringing in some new characters. Valfurion's going to be there. Orgrim Doomhammer is going to be there, Anub'arak, and Sylvanas Windrunner in her old form, both Horde and Undead Leader. So she'll be there as well. And the PC beta for Warcraft Rumble will begin December 10th. Then they went into Warcraft. Currently, the Season of Discovery will now go to Phase 7, and that'll be the final phase of the Season of Discovery. Nexramas will be the endgame raid. There will be a new Scarlet Crusade-themed instance. There'll be a new adventure in Deadwind Pass, and that might be at the Karazhan Crypts. The Cataclysm Classic Hour of Twilight will be launching next year as well. But they also announced that the Mist of Pandaria, or Pandaria Classic, will be in the summer of 2025. And they will have some fresh Classic Progression servers, and that will begin on November 21st, 1 week from today. And that will help the players with the leveling experience with the Molten Core raid, and it will not be open until a few weeks after the launch. The realm types will be PvP, normal PvE, and hardcore. The servers will launch with quality life features that would include the Chronoboon Displacer and some improved PvP honor rankings, and these realms will continue the progression into the Burning Crusade Classic early 2026. So they did provide the roadmap for everything throughout all next year for the Classic team. But then they went into the live game, The War Within. Patch 11.0.7 will be available to the current players next month. And that patch will include the epilogue quest lines for the Dalaran and the Kryn Tor, as well as the prologue for patch 11.1. The Siren Isles, patch 11.0.7, will reintroduce the Plunderstorm, the Turbulent Timeways, and the Winterveil revamp. Now, you'll be following Zelotaph, and she will lead you to the underground goblin city called Undermine, and that is what patch 11.1.0 will be called, Undermine. When you're going to Undermine, you'll be in with the four goblin cartels, and they are called the Steamweedle Cartel, the Blackwater Raiders, and the Bilgewater Cartel, and the Venture Company. And players will align themselves with the different cartels for renown, rewards, and new vehicles. So the drive ground mount will be customizable, and that will be built specifically for quickly navigating through the streets in Undermine. And you'll be able to customize the mounts, which means you'll be able to use a drift. Think about that. You'll be able to accelerate and brake and have some cosmetic option. Now, Undermine will also have a new dungeon called Operation Floodgate. And that dungeon will also be a part of the Season 2 Mythic Dungeon Pool. In addition to that, there'll be four unused Khazalgar dungeons. And there will be three Legacy dungeons included in Season 2 Rotation. Now, the Undermine Zone will also include two new delves for players to explore, and new variations of existing delves will also be introduced. Bronzebeard will also receive some updates, and there will also be a delve boss to follow Zibkir, which will be a new set of goblin-inspired to equip Bran with it. There's also a new 8-boss raid, The Liberation of Undermine, which includes the Trade Prince Galliwix. And there's also a new Undermine-inspired arena map. And they also have the roadmap for all of next year. And that goes all the way into almost the beginning of winter. But summer is the expansion reveal of Warcraft Midnight. But will player housing be in that? That is what Wowhead is asking. All of this will be discussed on the weekly show Saturday night, twitch.tv/dawnforge. But let's say that you're on battle.net and you see a new game on there. Found this on Twitter. Blizzard Entertainment did post it. Avowed will join battle.net. So here's what Blizzard Entertainment did say up on Twitter. Quote, Avowed joins the battle.net family. We look forward to seeing you how you enjoy Avowed on battle.net's premium PC experience when it launches on February 18th. Pre-order now. So if you pre-order, you get 5 days of early access. That's what Xbox up on Twitter. Should be interesting, but some people won't be able to afford it. PC Games N did say that AMD is now laying off 1,000 people. Why? Well, first off, that's only 4% of its staff. And they announced that after AMD did announce the third quarter of 2024 financial results. And that did show the revenue from the gaming division has plummeted by 69% when compared to last year. Now, AMD is celebrating its new success on Ryzen 7 9800X3D gaming CPU, which right now is on sale on Amazon for $348. But the layoffs were reported by CRN, and AMD did provide a bit of a statement. Quote, We are committed to treating impacted employees with respect and helping them through this transition, end quote. But they were also talking about the redundancy, which were reported by WCF Tech, because they were talking about their resources and being about the growth of opportunities. Now, AMD did say that the declining revenue was from its gaming segment because there was some decreasing in the semi-custom revenue because they were the custom chips that were made for gaming consoles, which did feature the AMD Ryzen CPU and Radeon GPU in one chip. So that is what's going on there. Now we go to Xbox, because there was a new advertisement via TheVerge.com, and they were talking about the different ways that you could play on your Xbox, whether it be on TV itself, on your PC, on a handheld, on your laptop, or on your console. Very, very interesting there. Oh, we shall see, we shall see. Now we go to the state of play for PlayStation. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, well, Sony did publish a YouTube ad, and people that saw it did speculate that the state of play could happen this December. But Jeff Grubb, which is a journalist, did take to Twitter and said, that's not going to happen, because his sources told him that there was nothing planned for December. Now, there could be some stuff planned for the PlayStation's 30th anniversary, but Jeff Grubb did say that people need to temper their expectation. That's a quote. So we shall see about that. Now, if you want a PlayStation 5 and you haven't got one yet, the PlayStation 5 Pro just went up on sale right before Black Friday. Now that's up on Argos, and that is based in the UK. So instead of paying £700, you would actually pay £660. Now, the reason why I say that here is because that could also happen here in the US. It's not like that right now. Everything's still around $700, but that is the first price cut for PlayStation 5 Pro. Now, since we're into PlayStation, why not talk about one of its developers? Via Kotaku.com, one of the Last of Us directors has been working on a new game since 4 years ago, and that is the studio head Neil Druckmann that was probably working on it. Now, he was on an online talk with the Jewish visionaries about gaming, and he appeared alongside Kevin Levine of BioShock and the upcoming game sci-fi shooter Judas. And Druckmann didn't say what the next game would be about or would be out, but the 2020 marker would suggest that the game's not that far off. Now, that roundtable discussion did make the rounds on Reddit, and the VOD has been set to private on YouTube. Kotaku could not see the full discussion, but another viewer did corroborate about the Druckmann's mention in a 2020 date. Sony was reached for comment, and they did not comment yet. So what will happen? Curious, curious, curious. Now we go to a nice little deal. The Embracer Group has entered an agreement to divest to operate the group The Easy Brain for $1.2 billion. And that's what the company did announce. The transaction is expected to close early next year. So here's what the Embracer Group co-founder CEO Lars Wingefors did say in a press release. Quote, this transaction transforms Embracer's financial position and puts us in a stronger position to drive value. Easy Brain has been an important part of the Embracer family for over 3 years, contributing to strong value creation during this time. As Easy Brain's market is transforming, Miniclip is in the right strategic buyer to enable the company to stay at the forefront of the ad-driven mobile game industry. I would like to extend my gratitude to the founders and senior management, Oleg Grzebich, Peter Skromani, and Matvey Tomichenko, who remain Embracer's shareholders, and the fantastic Easy Brain team for their contributions to Embracer. I'm confident that Easy Brain will continue to innovate and achieve sustainable growth in the industry. Now we're going to get to what's coming. Pure Xbox says Microsoft Flight Simulator has a release date, a release time, and the download size. All the stuff. So first off, the release date will be November 19th, 2024. So in 5 days. And the times, well, they're going to be all over the place. Just know that EST will be 11 a.m. So what is the download size? Well, it's going to be about 30 gigabytes at launch. So if you have Xbox Game Pass, you will be able to play it via Game Pass on day one. And if you have Xbox One, it will not be going to Xbox One. Now, if you want the Premium Deluxe Steelbook Edition, it's $130. So have fun with that one. Infinity Nikki via DualShockers.com did set up a trailer themselves, and the release date for that one will be December 5th. So go enjoy that one. The Sanuka Chronicles, Kokura and the Gears of Creation has also been announced via My Nintendo News. And that'll be going to, of course, Nintendo. But right now there is no announced time for that one. But they did show up some in-engine footage up on YouTube with their teaser trailer. We'll end today with Astrobot, because the free DLC update is out now. And that's a speedrun level 5, and that's Rising Heat, and that is out right now. So if you have it, go get it. Yes, there are some different trophies too, but I'm not going to spoil it for you. Go get it. We'll have more news tomorrow, people. You know we will. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.